When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
John Carlos in the studio today.
No.
You know why? Because he's missed you.
I know. Really?
I appreciate you putting on this outfit today.
My outfit?
Yep.
You know what? I have to admit, I'm wearing the same pants, but I did try and I wore a little bit of lace.
You've gussied up.
Mm-hmm. I gussied up.
And wore fancy shoes.
Do you like the pieces of lettuce in my teeth? Want to give me a little kiss?
No.
It's very svelte right now.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, Bonds is in the studio as well. Mm-hmm. Are you getting some, Manis?
No, I'm not. But you know what?
I don't think that's the truth, G.
I don't think so either. She's got pep in her step.
What is a pep in her step?
No, nothing's happening.
Manis?
Hey, you know what I wanted to bring up, though? Since we're talking about pep in my step, is they're going to start trying to flog this in the United States of America, the pink Viagra, which is it's bunk. They're calling it. It's being
this
called
what,
the.
This is what you want. You're so excited about this. You want to open the show with it?
Well, I don't know about open the show, but I guess we're here now.
Oh, Viagra.
It's called the $1 billion lemon of a purchase. A pill for a fake disease manufactured by the drug companies. And I know you.
Oh, yeah,
have
but
had
that's old news. Yes. Yeah.
So.
What's the disease that we have?
Well, they're calling it hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD.
Stop it! Mm-hmm. Shut up.
You know what I say?
Hypoactive
sexual desire disorder.
And so, meaning you don't want to have sex?
Pretty well. There's a reason you don't want to have sex. Now, there for women, though, there's always been many reasons why you don't want to have sex. PCOS, stress, you know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of things. But I think it's because your partner sucks.
Whoa. I agree with you.
I don't think it's because they're calling
it... have any of your ladies had hyposexual desire disorder?
No.
Well, then...
I think it's an age thing, too.
Do you? How do you mean? Why?
Well, I'm in my 40s, early 40s, so I have not, you know, I was married for 10 years, so I was not really in a situation where intimacy was an issue. And prior to that, I never had a woman say, I don't want to have. Yeah, there are women that will say to you, I'm not feeling well, my stomach hurts, or, you know, I want to have sex even though I'm on my period. I mean, there's a whole host of stuff, right? But I've never come across that yet.
You haven't?
No.
Someone's saying...
Jake, you?
Yeah, but there are a lot of women that, like for example, a friend of mine... Oh, for God's sake, I'm rolling over my computer cord. So, hold on. A friend of mine was complaining because the girlfriend didn't want to have sex all the time, and the girlfriend just lost her mom. Mm.
Exactly.
And I was like, dude, settle down. You know? Oh, my God. And she was like, look, I'm depressed. You know? I'm not in the mood. And I think that women are affected by that stuff. Stress is a big one. I know that from
men. Yeah, for men, I mean, stress definitely is a huge factor in a guy not wanting to have sex. It's just...
Or just not being on the mind.
Yeah.
Right. Not being a priority.
But absolutely.
That's what's not that you don't want to. It's just not like, oh, I feel, you know...
But I will say...
I'm freezing.
I will say...
Menopause.
And Jake, you can back me up on this.
Freezing me out of the room again. Yeah.
I might not want to have sex with you, but I'll still...
Oh, I think I know what that's about for you, though.
Relatable.
I know what that's
I've been
about.
There, yeah.
That's a performance.
Yeah, but that's just a...
No, I think that you are just like, oh, I can't, like, have to be the big man, put on the airs, be the big daddy, go through the motions, perform.
That's why I relate so well to Jillian. She gets us.
Because it's exhausting.
She understands.
She totally gets
it. I've been there. Yeah. It's so tiring. I totally get it. That's why, because it's like... You don't have to take care of anybody or put on a show or be great in bed. That's exhausting sometimes. It really is. There's so much pressure to be good in bed. And it's like, who said, like, Chloe the other day was like, oh, something, something, three hours. And I was like, who in the world wants to have sex for 3 hours, Chloe?
Ugh.
Why would you want to have sex for 3 hours? Like, at what point is, like... Your jaw numb, your stuff raw, your business tired.
Wow.
Things are...
Boy, haven't you painted... Haven't you painted...
3 hours? I mean, oh my God, I want to go to the gym, not for 3 hours. It's like...
It's like drug-induced,
oh
like...
Oh my God.
Like
and it's
ecstasy.
Like, but then you're like, is there something wrong with me that 3 hours sounds like a hell ride? Like, do you know what I feel like it's just... There's so much pressure that if you're not super sexual and always on fire and your libido is all fuego and you're...
But don't you think women's sexuality is far more complex than men's sexuality?
Yeah.
And the thing is that Viagra for men works on... It's a physical thing.
It gets the business
up
in the air.
It goes to your plumbing. Whereas this pink Viagra, what they're saying is it's going to the women's brain. Like it's working on the... It's got nothing. That's what I mean. It's like it's such BS, and women are going to buy it because they're being pressured to say.
That's they're being pressured. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree.
So they're going to buy this stupid pill that makes you like.
I agree with you. There is a ton of pressure, but there's pressure on both sides.
Yeah.
I feel like there's pressure for God. Like, honest to God, like I often have wondered because in truth, in same sex couples, with men at least, there's like the top, the bottom, right? Well, with lesbians. It's more like who's more aggressive and who's going to be the desirer and who's going to be the desired.
Or the lazy bottom in this case.
Lazy bottom.
Or the lazy top.
And then I think sometimes like for men, I'm like, God, that must be tiring because I sometimes find it tiring. I know that I've found it tiring in relationships throughout the years where I'm like, oh, my God, now I have to like sometimes, you know, you like it's tiring. And I think men feel the need to be like, hold on, make the person feel sexy. Make the person feel wanted. Make the person feel desired. Be uber sexual and hyper. It's tiring. And sometimes it's like it's a lot of pressure on both sides. I believe that. Especially after time when you're like, oh, you're not having enough sex. You're not having as much sex. The sex isn't as good. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And it's like, dude, it's tiring. It's a lot. And I think that's where this pill has a perfect entrance point.
So, Janice, are you on it?
No, I'm just... You know,
but you know
how much it costs? They're saying it...
There's no doubt
it's called Adi or whatever. I don't even want to say the name of it because it's such bunk. $800 a month.
Is that one a day?
$800 a month.
Who can afford that?
I know, and women can't drink. All I'm saying is that...
Women can't drink?
Can't drink on it either.
Who can afford $800 a month?
I know. But that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't pay that.
But it will sell.
I'm serious. If you were like, it's perfectly safe and you, oh my God, you'll have the best sex of your life.
All right, let me see if I can find some samples of it.
$800 a month.
And Janice will get you some.
Oh, God, no. I don't want something playing with my brain to walk around with my
What are the side effects? This is my favorite. Gee, Google the side effects of it.
Yeah.
My junk hanging out. I know, but talk to me, old girl.
Well, it's just, Yeah. Bonds wants to have the pill.
Drowsiness, low blood pressure, fainting, nausea, dizziness.
Yeah, I need to
Perfect
faint.
Perfect for sex.
I need to faint.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, wow.
Okay, low blood pressure.
Drowsiness.
Dizziness.
Now you're horny and you're just like, but I'm tired.
It's a roofie, basically. You've roofied yourself.
You know what? In a way, if it's going to your you know, what are you...
I don't know.
The receptors in your brain that makes you want sex.
I doubt that it does. I'm sure it's placebo.
Do you think?
Mama, who for years they've... Oh, rhino horn. There's no such... With, you know, all Viagra is it's a... oh, my God. Blood pressure. Blood. Increased blood flow.
Yeah, that's
Hence
it.
The reason
Viagra
I...
doesn't make you...
want sex.
Want sex.
That's what I mean.
Or doesn't get
the,
you
it just
aroused.
Up.
It just, to Jill's point, it just creates more blood flow.
Yeah.
Right.
To maintain a harder, longer, possibly erection. Yeah.
So... Anyway, I'm just the only reason I bring it up is
I think
there's
she
so
should
much
get on.
Pressure.
I think so too.
Would you do it if I get you some samples?
Well, why on earth would I do it? What am I going to walk
fun.
Around just for fun?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to see what happens. Over
you
the
don't
course
drink,
of the day.
So that's perfect.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't drink.
So you could just pop it and go out
or
and see what happens.
Do you?
Or do I?
And you could go out and be a floozy.
Well, I'll give it a run then.
All right. Get that.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
This is kind of interesting. I was reading a study the other day, and it talked about how just one healthy meal a day, cleaning up one meal a day, just one, out of the three or presumably four, including a snack that you consume over the course of your day, can make a dramatic impact on your longevity. So listen to this. The good news is that adding in any amount of healthy foods may help lower the risk of early death. Improving diet by just 20% was linked to an 8 to 17% lower risk of premature death. Nicole, there's hope for you.
So wait, are you saying if I swap out the extra cheese on my pizza for like cauliflower, it's better?
Wait, yeah, but that's gross. Why would you put cauliflower on your pizza?
Well, I mean, maybe I could put cheesy cauliflower on my pizza.
Grosser. But yeah, I would more prefer, like, maybe let's say for breakfast you did egg whites and whole grain toast instead. You can actually have a whole egg. You've got room for those calories.
Also, I heard that the benefits of egg whites...
egg whites are just lean, clean protein, low calories.
Right, but the benefits of egg whites and the benefits of egg yolks only work if they are put in, like, combination.
That's who in the world told you
I
that?
Think I listened to it on the radio, but I can't remember which one.
This is such a millennial thing to do. I read it somewhere.
No, I think I heard
no,
it.
No, really, no.
Yeah.
I heard it somewhere. Yeah. I read it somewhere. I saw it on the internet.
Yeah, but before I actually put it into action, I'm asking you if it's legit.
No. Why would it be legit? There is something to be said about food combinations that we don't fully understand, but egg whites are just lean protein. Lean protein is lean protein.
So it's not like your body's not consuming lean protein if you don't have the fat from the egg yolk.
So what is just if I just eat egg yolk?
If you just eat egg yolk and it's grass, like, or not grass, that's right. If it's from chickens that are free range, that eat bugs and weeds and things of that nature, then it's filled with healthy fats. And it actually helps to lower your bad cholesterol, your LDL, because it has higher levels of HDL. Now, if it's chickens that are fed genetically modified corn and soy that's sprayed with pesticides and what have you, then the fat in the egg yolk is bad. But that has to do with food quality, not food combination.
Gotcha.
Brother just texted and said, do you want a burrito? His treat. He's going to come by the studio.
I do love me a good burrito.
Yeah. Tell him a veggie burrito.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, oh wait, you're supposed to clean up this meal. You can have a salad.
But
my meals are clean.
What if I put lettuce in the burrito?
Eating 20% more of unhealthy foods, in contrast, contributed to a 6 to 12% increased risk in death. So you could eat this and die. Oh, wait, is he going to that organic burrito spot?
Let me ask.
Yeah, because then that could make a big difference. Yeah, but Nicole, that's what it says. Even cleaning up one meal a day seems to help. Swapping out one serving of processed meat with healthier, lean, organic proteins, right? Let's think of this. Going, instead of like sugar cereal pastries at the local coffee shop, you could have like organic Greek yogurt and berries.
Okay, what if I swap out...
one meal. That's an easy thing to commit to, I think.
I agree. But what if I swap out my everything bagel from a coffee shop to an organic everything bagel?
It will... I think the point of this is every little bit makes a difference. And people, especially in America, or I'll say the Western world, but very much so here in this country, get wrapped up in... all or nothing. It's like, well, I can't do it all, so I'm not going to do anything. Well, I can't go to the gym forever, and I don't have time, so I'm not going to do anything. And I've definitely taken a step back off that, where I think every step in the right direction counts. And this study is really proof of that.
Right, because I feel like that's the difference of one brownie or one pan of brownies.
No. It's like the difference of like if you have only 10 minutes to work out when really 30 is ideal, but at least you did 10.
Then I can have a brownie.
No. What are you doing? Where's Janice? Tell her to get back in the studio. Ugh.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Nicole, do you have a segment?
I do have a segment.
I mean, are you, because you said you wanted to do one.
Well, I do. And I feel like you will fully appreciate this one. But I found an article in Men's Health that says this new beer claims it'll boost your immunity and improve your gut health.
Beer.
I can see it.
I don't know about gut health. Well, you know what? There are all these okay, all right. I'm buying in.
All right. So they infuse probiotics. Jill, aren't you always telling us all to take probiotics?
I am, but what's the beer appeal? What does this beer do?
This just means you're going to drink your beer and stay regular.
Aren't probiotics what goes in yogurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the best part is, in that same article...
Oh, it's naturally occurring in yogurt, right? It's bacteria. Healthy, supposedly good for you bacteria. Pro. Yeah, go on, Nicole.
So in this article, it also gave me a link to 10 reasons to have a beer right now. And I say, hey, I only need one. But I will tell you what they are.
Okay.
First of all, it protects your heart.
This particular beer or beer in general?
Beer in general does. This is now beer in general.
I'm going to be very open-minded here.
Okay. I appreciate that,
yeah.
Janice.
Okay.
Researchers have found that a moderate beer drinkers had 42% lower risk of heart disease compared to non-drinkers. So, for maximum protection, keep your consumption up to one pint, around 5% alcohol by volume, per day. Per day. Drink a pint of beer a day.
Okay, they're kind of following the same as the red wine theory.
Mm. Right, exactly. It was okay. Along those lines. Benefit number two, it makes you think like a genius.
Mm.
Oh, come on. When I was in my cups, I used to sit in bars and think I was Dylan Thomas and write poetry on the back of placemats. So I don't know if it, and then I'd read it the next day and it was like I wake up and we'd be like, the goose has a grasshopper friend named Potinga.
Well, okay,
it was like,
I feel
off
like
the
you
chart.
Were, you were probably imbibing a little bit more than
yes.
they are telling us to. They said that a man with a blood alcohol content of 0.078 were able to solve like bar problems and riddles faster than their sober counterparts.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, that...
I don't buy it.
That one's... okay.
I don't buy it.
So
caffeine, yes.
I think it has to do with...
Caffeine has a telescoping effect.
I think it has to do
but
with...
beer,
like,
I don't think
like
so.
The inhibition. You're lacking the inhibition. You're, like, relax and your juices flow.
No, man. Beer makes you fat.
It does. And that's the end of the segment. Okay, yeah. What's next?
I have a segment about bulking up.
What's... Oh, yeah, well, this...
Oh, work. Nicole's still going. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead,
Nicole. Well, it also is claiming that it can prevent type 2 diabetes.
No.
Yeah.
Baloney.
It's telling you that it's good for your kidneys. Oh my God, you just don't like any of this.
Beer is good for your kidneys.
Yes.
No.
Oh my
no.
God.
No, it taxes the crap out of your liver and your kidney.
What's number six?
Alcohol's
horrible. You want number six?
Yeah.
Okay.
How is it doing that? How
it gives you an instant confidence boost.
Oh my God. An instant confident boost. It gives you false confidence.
Exactly. You felt so good when you were dancing.
Oh yeah, we're good. God. Yeah. Jake's shitting.
Okay.
Okay, well, here's
guys,
number seven. It's
do you realize this whole month Jake has had diarrhea? Tell them why, Janice. He probably drank some of Nicole's beer last night with his Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah.
Well,
I did have beer with
stretching
my
hip flexors. Don't mind me.
Is this number eight?
He wanted to see clearer because it says a Guinness a day could keep the eye doctor away. And this is a Canadian researcher found that one daily beer, especially a lager or a stout, increases antioxidant activity that can stop cataracts from forming in the eyes.
So can carrots.
Carrots don't boost confidence, too.
No, false confidence. Okay, what is there another one?
Another one says it actually lowers your blood pressure.
Is that true?
Oh, lowers your blood pressure?
Mm-hmm. It says in one study, Harvard researchers found that moderate beer drinkers...
But look, what's going to lower your blood pressure? I mean...
Being calm.
Calm.
And it relaxes you.
So I get hyped when I drink.
So that's what I mean. That's why these studies are so funky, because they're saying, oh, it's a beer.
Oh, my God, that brings me to something. A study. Oh, I have another segment.
Okay.
Go on, Menace.
Is there another one, Nicole?
Come on, old Gil.
The last one is preventing a fracture.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's saying beer benefit number 10 can prevent a fracture.
You know, they've said that for years, that if you got in a car, God forbid you're driving, but
right.
If you were a passenger in a car and you were drunk, that you would probably not get hurt as badly.
Because you would
you're
be
like,
relaxed. But this has nothing to do with your relaxation. It says, nasty breaks from drunken debauchery aside, a couple beers a day could actually strengthen your bones, according to a study at Tufts University. Guys who stuck...
So could spinach.
Guys who stuck one or two brews had up to 4.5% greater bone density than non-drinkers. So, it's supposed to improve your bone density.
Nicole, I don't know.
Hey, this is on Men's Health, so it's like, it's
legit.
Yeah,
so it's gotta be true.
Right?
No, I think what I find so intriguing about these is that it's always like, let's find a way to make drinking beer positive.
I agree.
So we'll find. Say it with a smile.
Study funded by Anheuser-Busch.
Boom ski. Exactly. Boom a lot of moose.
Thank you, Nicole.
Boom dilly boompus.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. And Carly, I believe, is looking for the doctor.
Well, who isn't looking for
the
doctor?
Hello.
Hey, Carly, this is the love doctor.
Carly, my RN is in the office today.
Oh, yes.
RN Chersich happens to be here. What's an RN?
What's up? It's a registered nurse.
My RN is here, and he's also here to help. He's my understudy.
Yeah. And Giancarlo knows love.
Yeah.
He knows love.
Inside and out.
Excellent. I need all the help I can get.
What's going on, buddy?
So about a month ago, my first boyfriend, first love, and pretty much like first for everything, broke up with me, and it was both like a big shock. and yet kind of inevitable at the same time. You know, a stupid fight that turned into a bigger issue. And I have gone through a lot of changes in my life in the last couple years. And I found myself becoming very kind of dependent on him. And like I wanted to be a professional horseback rider my entire life, and I decided, no, I want to do that. Like, it's my hobby, and so I'm in grad school, and I moved out of my parents' house, and, you know, I'm 25, so I feel like I was kind of delayed in this whole growing up phase, and I hadn't dated at all, and then, like, I felt like after a bunch of stuff had, like, gone wrong the last couple of years, finding this guy felt like such a reward, and we were two very different people that just had very different value systems. And
sounds, you know, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved him like more than anything, and would have continued to have done anything to make it work. And I mean, I saw forever with this guy, and I, you know, look to him for some support. He would always say, like,
well, wait,
I refuse
to invalidate
your feelings.
Hold on a second. Hold on. First, I want to know, what's your question?
I'm
asking you this because I want to know what you're struggling with other than a breakup. Like, what's your question?
How to move on.
Okay.
And how to want to move on, because
okay,
I'm terrified.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of losing a person that was very close to me, and afraid of being abandoned and disposed of.
Okay.
Afraid of not finding love again and not.
Okay. So listen.
Yeah.
You're already in it, sweetie. There's no undoing where you're at. You're exactly where you were afraid to be. I mean, it sounds like everything you're afraid of, you're there and feeling. Not that you're disposable, but you feel disposed of. You feel abandoned, and it sounds like he ended the relationship, for better or for worse. Doesn't matter even why right now. It sounds like everything you're afraid of, you're in. Am I wrong? Oh, not finding love again, other than that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So, I remember I had this conversation with a contestant once who was like, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that. I'm like, welcome to the rock bottom cafe. Everything that you're saying to me, you're already there. So, you don't need to be afraid of going there. You're there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, the reason I'm telling you this is because you can let the fear part go. You've arrived. So, now, my answer to you would be, find out what's here for you. Do a little exploration. Because, sweetheart, I mean, the lessons that the pain and the loss and the journey bring are there to make you wiser, smarter, stronger, more independent, and find a healthier relationship in the future. But you can forget about the fear. You're there. You've arrived. You're in the abandonment free fall. You're in it. If you start to feel... And you know, I could, don't get me wrong, I'm just saying, if worst case scenario, you're like, I'm having a nervous breakdown, I've fallen into a clinical depression, I'm feeling suicidal, which can, by the way, can happen. And you wouldn't be the first one to feel that way. I've been there in my life before. And you go to a psychiatrist and you say, I am in a clinical depression, I'm having a hard time functioning, and I honestly feel like I don't want to live anymore, whatever it might be. And you get on medication to help carry you through it. I'm just telling you, like, I'm going to lay out your worst case scenario because I want you to know that you, A, will survive it, B, will become better because of it, and C, have already arrived and are currently tolerating it. Okay?
Yeah, and I'm seeing a counselor and on the drugs and stuff, so I'm like, I knew right away that, like, okay, I need help in dealing with this, and it's just how to get my head and my heart on the same page. And
this is beyond. How long were you with this guy?
Almost a year and a half.
Okay. A friend of mine, recently is in the middle of going through a breakup. And dude, I mean, she was describing to me this breakup, and it was like, I threw my arms around her and I begged her not to leave me and all. And I was like, honey, this is not about the breakup. Like, this is deep, like, historical, you know, this is, you're talking about a very primal abandonment that this has triggered for you. And and that's the work that you're going to need to do with a good therapist. You know, and if it's like, I don't have the money, then you go and you see somebody getting hours. There are people getting their PhD that have to take what's called an analysand, which is somebody who goes into analysis at a very, very discounted rate. So the person who already has their master's can get their PhD. And as we discussed, if you're starting to feel like beyond dark, you get some pharmacological help. And there is absolutely no shame in that, dude. Sometimes, and by the way, the brain chemistry becomes a vicious cycle. So if you fall into a place where you are biochemically depressed, you need something to help you break that biochemical chain. There's no shame in that. I've been there twice in my life, both in a crisis. Once when I was 27 and once last year. It was such a horrible year. I was like, all right, you know what? This is not good. Like I am in a really not a good headspace, and I have kids, and I went on a very, very low dose of Zoloft, just 50 milligrams a day. And it took, I had to work my way up from 25 because I was feeling a little sick. On 25, I worked my way to 50, and I stabilized my brain chemistry. Then from there, I was better equipped to deal with everything that was going on. And it was just like, it was so much, honey. It was really primal for me. It wasn't a breakup, but it was like, okay, you know, the future that I saw for our business of growing into this and that and the other is not going to happen. And having to, you know, I always thought like, oh, I would get this daytime show and I would have this legacy and this, and then my career would look like this. And it just all fell apart last year. And now, you know, Gianna and Giancarlo went through the same thing. We were both like, what the hell? And it just, it threw us both so deeply. And he was going through a divorce and just, and there are times where you need help. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I don't want, or anybody listening for that matter, not just you, for the people listening who may be feeling the way you feel, like when you need help, you need help. If you need, if you need some pharmacological help for a little while, then you need it. And there is no shame in that. You get the help. You need to stabilize yourself to start doing the deeper work and start grieving, you know, the abandonment and the feelings that you're having. Because, sweetheart, you feel disposable. You feel that way. Doesn't mean you are. You are feeling disposable. A friend of mine was like, well, she made me feel, I've never felt so worthless. I've never felt so uncared for. I'm like, honey, you feel this way. Nobody can make you. You feel this way. And you have for years. And that's why you attracted somebody who was emotionally unavailable. And you thought that if you did X, Y, and Z, then, you know, you could make them emotionally available and heal your old wounds. So I'm telling you that what you need to go through is going to be painful. It is going to suck. But it's part of your journey into you know, adulthood. Your evolution as a human being. And you'll get through it, honey. And when you come through the other side, you'll see in the future, the person you meet will be better for you. Might not be perfect. Might not always work out. You guys might outgrow each other as well. But you'll have a deeper, richer relationship, a deeper, richer career, more faith in your ability to tolerate loss and hardship. Because life is full of that. And disappointment. Yeah. Horrible disappointment and heartbreak, sweetie.
I'm so afraid of him becoming a person of my past because I, even though we are so fundamentally different, you know, I loved him and I, you know, made a choice that, like, I love this guy and I'm going to do anything and everything to make it work. And, you know, I want to know him. And I know he wants to know me, but like I don't know how to do that right now, and I don't know if I'll ever be able.
You should not. No. The inclination in a breakup is to like, what can I change? What can they change? What can we do? Is there hope? When in truth, a breakup is like, you know what? We should both go to our corners and work on our individual issues.
Yeah.
And that's the reality, sweetheart. Like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, for Heidi, I remind her of her parents and she reminds me of my mom. And there's nothing that we can do in these kinds of instances. I mean, there comes a point as a couple where it's like, okay, you know what? You go to your corner. You deal with your mom stuff. I'm going to go to my corner. I'm going to deal with my mom stuff. Let's stop mm-hmm. taking this out on each other. Mm-hmm. And that's just, sweetheart, that's just relationships. It is. Yeah. And if it's meant to be, then it will be. Do you see? But there are times where it's like, you know, Heidi knows that there are things that she has to resolve within herself that aren't about me. I know there are things I have to resolve in myself that aren't about her. And, mm-hmm. you know, then it's like, all right, I'm going to deal with this alone. You deal with that alone. And then we'll deal with each other in the following mm-hmm. ways. We have kids, obviously. We've been together 8 years. It's yeah. a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I'm saying for you right now, you need total space. Go to your corner. Total space.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your corner and look at what you're really feeling and where it's coming from and sit in it. Really do sit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm like, all right, this is coming. It's like a tidal wave of pain. And I wonder, you know, when I come through this forged in fire, that's what you'll be. A little bit stronger, mm-hmm. a little bit tougher, a little bit more capable.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, again, life is full of like loss and pain and disappointment and hardship. But you got to tolerate that and live through that to get to the wins, the successes, the love, the friendship, the celebration. Mm-hmm. There's good yeah. and bad.
Yeah.
And you'll get there, honey. But right now you're sitting in a really difficult and dark place, and it will get better. But it's work that you'll have to do on your own. He's irrelevant right now.
Yeah, I let my identity be about him and my self-worth, you know, based on him, and that wasn't fair to either of us. And, you know, like I said earlier, we have very different value systems. Like, I strongly believe in empathy and, you know, valuing people and relationships, and he believes that empathy is a flaw, and, you know, I just didn't get it. And,
sweetheart.
You know, I tried to.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Do I really need to just repeat what you said back to you?
Right.
Coupled with, I'll do anything to make it work? Do I really need to do that? Really? He also likes to step on live puppies. Girl.
Night, night.
Yeah. Honey. Girl. Listen to me. If I was standing in front of you, I would smack you three times. One, two, three. Stop it. Oh, my God. He sounds like a monster. Thank your lucky stars. Empathy is a flaw.
Yeah.
Sweetheart. Holy cow.
There should be a Carrie Underwood song right here now.
Yeah.
I took my bat and I smashed his truck and then
yes.
I got up and crapped in his seat.
Yeah.
So it goes something like that.
I'm with Janice. He is not emotionally available for you. You need to look at why you've attracted somebody who is not emotionally available. Those are his things to work out in his corner. You mm-hmm. have your work, sweetheart. Do it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It will get better.
Okay.
All right.
I hope so.
Thank you, Carly.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Hang in there. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com. Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
Or less.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.